As patriots, it's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Mickey Garris.
My fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I am your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and Happy New Year to you guys. Happy New Year. Hopefully, this year, 2021, proves to be much better and treat us much better than 2020 did, right? I know that is what you guys all are thinking. 2020 has been rough on this entire country. It's been rough on our planet, and it seemed like the year that just wasn't going to stop giving. Unfortunately, it was giving us a bunch of crap. And now we're rolling into the new year, and we've got so much we're still dealing with. The cleanup of 2020, the unknowns of 2021, the unknowns of COVID, the unknowns of our election still. Is there any hope for President Donald Trump? God knows I pray for it every single day. I think there is hope. I don't think we should throw in the towel. I don't think we should lose the faith. I just pray that he has the courage to fight and do what he needs to do, because we know now, we know for a fact this fraud happened. We know that this election was stolen. We know that the Democrats cheated like the slimy dogs that they are. We know that they are ushering in communism, and they are trying to take over, a hostile takeover, and they have infiltrated every level of our government. And we have these politicians that are corrupt, and both Republican and Democrat alike, actually, I might add. You know, I really can't stand the policies that the Democrat Party pushes. I can't get behind anything they stand for. But when we're talking about the swamp, you guys need to understand that there's plenty of dirty Republicans. There's plenty of swamp creatures that have an R behind their name. And the swamp truly does need to get cleaned out. And that's actually one of the reasons why our great president has struggled this last 4 years. It's because he's not just dealing with the Democrats. If he was only dealing with the Democrats, he would have been okay. But he's dealing with the Republicans too, and they don't want him there either. And they're willing to do whatever they can do to oust him as well. We've just seen in the last couple weeks, Mitch McConnell turning his back on our president and basically rolling over on this election stuff and telling other Republicans not to contest the results, telling our president to concede when he knows for a fact that this fraud happened. And the longer it goes on, each day that we learn more, we realize just how bad the fraud really, really was. In Pennsylvania, they had 250,000 people vote over who was registered to actually vote. That is ridiculous. All these states that are in question, the amount of fraud that took place is unfathomable. And as a country, we should not stand for it. As a free people, we should not stand for it. And it looks like at the end of the day, our president might be the only man that's standing up for law and order, standing up for our Constitution, and standing up for your vote, for your right as free citizens, your right to participate in a free and fair election, your guaranteed right to participate in democracy. You know what they say, my friends, that the power is in the people. The government doesn't have power. The government's power is derived from we, the people. But because of this illegal activity that's taken place, because of all the cheating that's happened, because of the Dominion voting systems and these officials that are perfectly okay with turning a blind eye, participating in illegal activity, or not wanting to investigate when these valid concerns are raised. It's because they don't want President Trump to win. And like I said, there's just as many Republicans out there, I hate to admit it, but there probably is, that are these swamp creatures that have been there for decades and decades. And that's one of the reasons why I think we need term limits. I really do. It's just, once you're there for so long, even if you go in good, I think you get corrupted. And so I think term limits would solve a lot of this problem. It'd keep fresh people coming in, and it'd help put a stop to a lot of the corruption that we've seen that we know exists. It'd put a stop to the people like Biden that's been there for 45 years and hasn't accomplished anything except for making sweetheart deals with Ukraine and China and fattening his bank account up and making deals for all of his friends and family and making sure that they're getting rich. They're capitalizing off of his position of power in the United States with foreign adversaries. Our enemies are giving them huge payouts. Again, that's something that should completely piss off every single American. But it's crazy what we're witnessing, and it's crazy that I don't seem to see enough of you guys out there upset. Granted, people are starting to get mad. People are starting to take a stand. But what's take a stand actually mean? You know, even here in Oregon, we had some patriots that decided to take a stand. And here in Oregon, we had our legislators meet illegally, I might add. The governor called a special session to implement some new laws. And she didn't want the public there. She didn't even want to talk about what the bills were that she was going to introduce until the last minute. And then they locked the Capitol, denying citizens the right to participate in our own democracy. Now, what they did was 100% illegal, 100% unconstitutional. Our Oregon Constitution says we have a right to be in there. We have a right to participate in that process. But the state legislators, the Democrat supermajority, and our governor, she locks us out. So we have a handful of patriots on the outside. Not a handful. There are several hundred of them. And they want in. They want to participate. They don't like things happening behind their backs under the cover of locked doors. And they start getting a little bit rowdy, and they start demanding their way in. And you had Kate Brown, state police, out there barricading the doors and keeping people from being able to get in. Now, as you can imagine, it escalated fairly quickly. People are angry. People started pushing through the police, and there was rubber bullets and pepper spray that was deployed and used against citizens of Oregon by our state police. State police, I might add, that swore an oath to uphold and protect the Constitution of Oregon, the Constitution of the United States. Yet they're standing there keeping citizens from being able to participate in democracy, going against Oregon's Constitution, going against Oregon's own laws. And they are protecting the lawbreakers. Now, don't get me wrong. I am all about Back the Blue. I love law enforcement. You guys know this about me. My best friends are law enforcement. And I have several good friends that are on the state police. But it infuriates me that the administration would put these officers in that position. And they unknowingly or ignorantly followed orders and found themselves facing off against the people that they should be protecting. The state police should have been shoulder to shoulder with the patriots that were outside of that Capitol and escorting them inside. And anybody that tried to deny that, the state police should have arrested those people, i.e. our legislators, Peter Courtney, the governor. And you know what? We've got some pretty decent Republican representative here in Oregon. Yes, they're very outnumbered. They don't stand a chance. We do have the Democrat supermajority. But we still have some decent representation. And when things got a little bit out of hand and people started getting really pissed off, which did not represent the majority of the crowd out there, but you got to expect things are going to eventually continue to escalate and things are going to start turning violent and property is going to start having some vandalism happen to it. And when things like that happened, we had some of our Republican legislators condemn these people and basically say, I don't condone any of this destruction of property and violence. And they didn't handle it the right way. Excuse me, what is the right way? How many protests are we supposed to have on the front steps of the Capitol building? How many flag waves are we supposed to have? How many rallies are we going to have with the trucks and the log trucks and all the big rigs and the farm tractors driving around the Capitol honking horns? Because nothing we've done so far seems to be working. Excuse me? You don't condone this? Did you not condone the Tea Party? Did you not condone the revolution? The very reason we exist? Because at some point, good men have to do something. We have to do something more than chanting in the street, standing on the Capitol steps, praying that somebody inside is going to hear us and listen to us, because we have not been heard or listened to. You know what? If you were a Republican and you were inside that Capitol, don't tell me that you're lobbying for us, because you should have been outside with the people that were upset. Because if you were inside participating in that, if you were inside participating in that legislative process on that day that they locked out the people, you are guilty of committing a crime too, in my opinion. That's the way I see it. And then you sit there on your high horse and you say, yeah, I looked out the window and I saw these things happening and I just don't condone that at all. What don't you condone? You don't condone the Oregon State Police attacking people? Now, maybe that's a little harsh. Maybe I don't think they actually came out and attacked people. Like I said, I think they were put in a very poor position by their administration. I think they didn't know what to do. I think it's awful that the troopers were forced to do that. And mark my words, if they didn't do that, they would have probably lost their jobs. But you see, if you remember a couple shows ago, that's one of the things I was warning about. When it comes down to it, in history, we look back at all these bad things that have happened, all these atrocities that have happened against the people. And as much as I love law enforcement, it always comes down to the police eventually turning on the citizens because they're listening to the government. I would love to think that we're different. I'd love to think that our officers are different. I hope and pray they are. But we see little snidbits, just in small events that happen, like that event that day at the Capitol. And we see that those officers went against our Oregon Constitution and they protected the lawbreakers. And they stood at odds against the citizens that were just trying to participate in diplomacy, which they have a legal right to do. Now, people are going to continue to get angry about things like this. When our rights and freedoms are stripped away, when we no longer have a voice, and when our legislators, our governors, our representatives, when they fail to listen to the people, when they act like they're an oligarchy or a dictatorship, and they just do whatever the hell they want, regardless of what the citizens want, people are going to start to rise up. People are going to start to get mad. People are going to look for action in other ways, because how long do you want us to stand on the front of the state Capitol building and not be heard? It reminds me of the definition of insanity, my friends. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Well, I think people are done doing the same thing over and over again. And government needs to change. Representatives need to start listening to we the people, or things are going to continue to escalate. And there's a time and place when that's appropriate. And there's a time and place where good men will commit horrible acts of violence. Good men will commit terrible atrocities. And you know what? It will be justified. It is constitutional. And it is necessary to save this republic. Stick with me, friends. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Nikki Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I am your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and if you're just joining us, Happy New Year, my friends. I hope you guys have had a fantastic celebration. I hope you enjoyed the Christmas holidays, celebrating the birth of baby Jesus. God bless him. God bless everything he did for us. You know, we have eternal salvation. There is hope. No matter how bad 2020 has been, if you're a Christian, if you've accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, there is always hope. And so don't ever lose sight of that, my friends. Sometimes we're so wrapped up in the here and the now and what's happening right in front of us, and we lose sight of the bigger picture. And we can't ever lose sight of the bigger picture, because what happens here on earth, it's but a moment. A fleeting moment, right? And as long as we've lived our life for God, everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to work out. And that's truth. That is ultimate truth. That is reality. So keep the hope, my friends. I am hoping that 2021 is better. I am hoping that we get past this COVID. My heart breaks for people that have lost loved ones to that disease. I know it's real. I know it exists. But my heart also breaks for the people that have lost everything, lost their livelihood, and looking around and seeing society living in fear, being afraid to live because they're so afraid to die, because their leaders are lying to them, misleading them, making them believe something that's not true, and holding them hostage in so many ways, telling them when they can open their businesses, when they have to shut their businesses down, how many people they can have in their businesses, what they have to wear inside their businesses. Leaders telling them how they can breathe or not breathe. That's not freedom. That's not the republic that I know. That's not what our Constitution says. You see, we've already lost so much without even realizing it. I believe now more and more every day that this is one big social experiment, and they are seeing how far they can push the envelope. And what they're not seeing is people rising up enough yet for them to shut things down, for them to stop, for them to get back in line, get back in check, and give us our freedoms back. We should never ask the government to give us our freedoms back. That's maybe the first problem, right? We should never have to ask the government to give us our freedoms. Our freedoms was not theirs to take. Why did we give them that authority? My friends, we didn't give them that authority. They just took it, and we sat there and let it. In fact, many of us still right now are freely handing it over to them. They know what's best. They know what's best. But do they? You see, as this continues to stretch out, I don't think they do know what's best. I think they have theories. I think some of their theories are well-intentioned. But you know what they say about intentions, right? The road to hell is paved with good intentions. And the thing that I keep going back to is, especially regarding the science of COVID, science is ever-changing. We know that. I mean, look at global warming. Okay? Look at what they told us about the ice age and the oceans flooding and California is going to be gone. Look at everything they've told us this last 30 years with climate change stuff, whatever they wanted to call it at the time. You know, when I was a kid back in the 80s, I was scared to death that that hole in the atmosphere was going to kill all of us. You remember that? Or the hole in the ozone layer? That's all they talked about. I was scared to death that we were going to get all killed by that hole in the ozone layer. It's too late for Earth. It's too late. It's gone. It's just getting bigger. We're all going to die. We don't hear about that anymore. I mean, every generation has had their thing that science has latched onto, and oftentimes what we're finding is they weren't 100% right. Sometimes they were 100% wrong. But we keep looking at the same people and trusting their every word. Now, I think science is good. I think we need to look at science and understand it and study it to the best of our abilities. But I think we need to understand that we don't understand everything. There's not one answer. And there's not one person, or there's not one group of people that are right and everybody else is wrong. The science community, my friends, is so huge. And there are so many reputable doctors and scientists out there that are telling us right now that what they've instructed us to do about COVID is wrong, that they are misleading us, that there are other cures, there are other medicines that work. They're telling us we don't have to be afraid of COVID and that we should not stop living our lives. We should not be shutting our businesses down. We should not take our kids out of school. We should not stop socializing. There's study after study. I just read a study now. They did over 10 million people. And the study came out and they said asymptomatic people are not contagious. There's not been one case out of 10 million people that an asymptomatic person spread COVID. Can you believe that? Not one case. So basically the solution is everybody continues on with their life as normal. If you start feeling like you're getting a cold, if you got a sniffle, if you're getting a itchy throat, if you got a cough, if you're fatigued, if you just don't feel right, you feel like something's wrong, you self-isolate, you stay home, you get yourself better. But you don't need to be out there right now today when you feel fine, when you're asymptomatic, whether you have COVID or not. This study shows that you're not at risk to spread it to somebody. 10 million people, that's a huge study. And they're not the only ones. They're not the only ones. And then you have all these other experts in the field, all these doctors and scientists that have come out and said what the government has told us is wrong. What Fauci is saying is wrong. You remember back in March, what Fauci told us was completely different than what he's telling us now. Why is he right, and why do we have to listen to him, and we're not supposed to listen to any of these other experts? Can you answer that? Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow Patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, Mickey Garris, and it's great to be here with you. It is January 2nd, 2021, and holy smokes, we are in the new year. The big question is, how will this year go for us? What will this year look like? Are we going to relive 2020, the nightmare that that is? Are we going to rise up as Americans? Are we going to tread forward? Are we going to fix this country? Are we going to take this election back? Are we going to put this COVID crap in check? Are we going to open our businesses, open up our economy, and defend our nation from China? Or are we going to just kick back, give over our freedoms, and allow the Democrats to ruin this republic? That is what is on the menu, my friends. You can pick what you want, but those are your choices. Now, Donald Trump, God bless him, he has been an amazing president for this country. Most of us will never realize everything that he's actually done, the fights, the battles that he's actually had to defend you and I, to uphold our Constitution, and to protect our borders. Make no mistake, we are better off today because of this last 4 years, despite everything that they have thrown at him and everything that they've told you and I, all the lies that they have told us. This man is a warrior, and he will one day be recognized as the best president of the United States, the best president that we have ever had. That sounds like a huge statement. How can I say something about that when he's got guys like Abe Lincoln and George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and all these founding fathers that we won't be here if it weren't for them? But you know what? 100 years from now, people are going to look at Donald Trump and say, we wouldn't be here if it weren't for him. You know, in their day, the founding fathers were not loved by everybody. They didn't like each other all the time. The country was very divided back then. There were mobs of angry people trying to run George Washington out of the White House. History forgets that. Today, yeah, there's plenty of people saying a lot of bad things about our president, calling him all kinds of names, making all kinds of claims that just aren't true. But I think 100 years from now, 150, 200 years from now, I think if we can survive, I think our history will paint a very different picture of him. And people hopefully will realize. My hope is that people realize before it's too late. Remember, freedom is not free, and we've got to fight for it, my friends. We've got to be willing to fight for it first and foremost. We can't just sit there and let somebody else do it for us. We can't wait until it's too late and there's no hope, no chance. And that time will eventually come. It's going to take brave men and women standing up and making a decision, no matter what the consequence is, to protect this republic. And that goes back to the first question I had in the first segment of today's show. What does taking a stand actually mean? What does it mean to you? You know, we talked about the protests and the rallies that we have in front of the Capitol building and the marches we have and things like the Timber Unity events. And that did a really good job of uniting people for that day, for that moment in time. But where did all those people go after that? And what did it really accomplish in the long run? Did it change our outcome? Did it change the election? No. No, it didn't. We are still unheard. There's still a Democrat supermajority sitting at the Capitol building that believes they are better than us, believes they are smarter than us, and is going to continue to do whatever it is they want to do, regardless of how loud we protest on the Capitol steps. There's only two ways this goes, and you know exactly what I'm getting at. I think you can read between the lines. I think there's a time where society decides enough is enough. We don't like to have those conversations. We're uncomfortable. We're scared. We think it makes us sound radical. Okay, maybe I sound a little bit radical. Was the Tea Party radical? Was the revolution radical? Back then? Oh, yeah, it was. Why do you think they call it the Three Percenters? The people that have decided, they've took an oath, they've formed a pact that they're going to uphold and protect this republic, our Constitution. Why are they called the Three Percenters? Because back in the days of our founding fathers, it was no more than 3% of the people that stood against Britain, that fought for this republic. And they were underdogs. And nobody for a moment thought that they would be successful. Everybody thought that they would all hang for treason. But they were willing to risk it all. They fought with everything they had. They shed their blood. And they started this republic. Were they radical? Hell yeah. They were radical. Were they crazy? Hell yeah, they were crazy. I don't know if they had the term back then, but there'd be a group of people saying that they all have tinfoil hats on. Just a bunch of crazy conspiracy theorists. But look what they did. Look at the movement they started and look at the nation they built. I'm asking you right now, are there any Americans that are ready, that are willing, that are able? Are you ready to be radicals? Are you ready to be 3%ers? Are you ready for the next Tea Party? Because the day is coming, my friends, and we can sit down and do nothing and live in fear and hand it all over to them, our freedom included, and eventually we will be full-blown communist. Or we can acknowledge that what we have here is pretty great. In fact, exceptional. And it's worth fighting for still. And despite our flaws, and we have some flaws, we are still the greatest country that ever existed. And this constitutional republic experiment is worth dying for still today. Every one of us have to make that decision. Every one of us have to realize what's at stake. Because the day's coming. Look at how they've tried to steal this election, my friends. Now, I still have hope that our president will continue fighting for us. We know the fraud that took place. We know the illegal stuff that happened. We know that he rightfully won the presidency. And we know that our courts have turned their backs on him. That the authorities have turned their backs on him. That other elected officials have turned their backs on him. And everybody's encouraging him. Just concede. We'll fix it the next time. You know what? Yeah, there was some fraud that took place. There was some illegal stuff that took place, but it will tear our country apart if you keep fighting this. Let's just concede and we'll fix it the next time. He's hearing that every single day by his advisors. And they're trying to brainwash him because they're part of the swamp too. But you know what? If he concedes, if this is allowed to stand, if this is allowed to stand, my friends, this happened on his watch. If he concedes and allows this illegal, fraudulent, treasonous activity to win the day, this happened on his watch, and he is in violation of his oath at that time. That's why I'm praying to God. That's why I'm hoping, and that's why I'm encouraging him with every fiber of my being. Do not concede. Fight this to the very end. Do not let them get away with this. Because he's in the right. And as long as you don't give up on what's right, you'll win. I promise you that. It's not always the easy path to take. We know that. But it's never a wrong time to do what's right. And our president is within the right to fight this, to challenge this election. And he has a duty. He has a constitutional duty to do that for we the people. Stick with me, friends. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
Back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's been a great show so far today. Happy New Year if you're just joining us. I hope you guys had a wonderful Christmas celebration, celebrating the birth of little baby Jesus. And we were just talking about our hopes and dreams for the new year. And my hope, my biggest hope is that our president does not concede. I think he has some avenues, although they're getting slimmer. He does have some legal and constitutional ways that we can still make sure that he gets sworn in again January 20th. I think a lot of it rests on what happens January 6th when they go to confirm the electoral votes. And here's the good news about that. If we have the right man, so much of what happens next relies on our vice president. And I think he is a good man. I think he is a God-fearing man. And I think he is a constitutional vice president. And as the president of the Senate, he has the sole authority on whether or not these votes get confirmed. And if anybody challenges them, anything that comes up at that moment in time, it's pretty much his ball game. It's his say-so. He has the constitutional authority, and it can't be challenged the way our laws are written. The power, actually, that the vice president has, It's pretty amazing. It's plenary and unappealable. The question is he the right man? I believe he is. And he knows that this election was stolen. He knows the illegal activity that took place. He knows that the courts have turned their backs on our president, that they are not upholding the Constitution. He knows that the Attorney General is not upholding the Constitution. The FBI, they're not doing proper investigations. He knows all these other elected officials are lying and cheating and breaking the law. And he knows that the electoral votes that get submitted on January 6th do not reflect the true winner of this election. And it would fully be within his power to declare there was no legal election or declare Donald Trump is the true winner. And I hope and pray he does that. For our nation's sake, I hope and pray he does that. Now think about what happens after that. It will get ugly. But you know what? It's going to get ugly no matter what. So again, let's get ugly and stand on the right side. Let's be righteous. It's going to get ugly. There's going to be riots. There might have to be a martial law declared. It's going to be so bad because the Democrats will completely melt down. Look at what they've been doing already. Look at these Democrat cities, how they've been behaving like animals the last several years. Look at Portland. There's no morals. They don't care what they hurt, who they hurt, what property they destroy. They will absolutely freak out, and they will try to start a civil war. I know that's true. But what's the alternative? We give them an election that they didn't win. We go against our own Constitution in the United States. We hand it over to them along with our freedom and along with this republic. That's the end of it, my friends. So the way I see it, it's not a hard choice. The way I see it, we only have one choice. If I was Mike Pence, I'd be sitting there thinking the same thing. This is how it is. I took an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States, to represent the people of this country. There's only one thing I can do because I know that this election was fraudulent. If he's an honest man, and if he has some brass balls, that's what he needs to do, my friends. And that's what we need to be encouraging him to do. We need to be hoping, and we need to be praying. And when I say we need to be praying, I mean we need to be praying like we've never prayed before, because our lives depend on it. And that's the reality. Now, our president still has the Insurrection Act that he could use. I think that completely is his last resort. I think he wants to do everything he can to avoid it. But knowing what we know took place, I believe it would be a constitutional use of that act. I think that was written for exactly this moment. And I hope it can be handled through the legislative process. I hope it can be handled through the steps that we have set up in our Constitution, i.e. Mike Pence. But if Mike won't do it, if Mike doesn't have the courage to do what needs to be done, if Mike fails us, I think the president has the right to use that. And I hope and encourage him to do so. Again, we can't just hand this over to him knowing what we know. Nothing matters after that if we do it. And this country will never come back. I encourage each and every one of you guys to pen letters, make phone calls. You need to let them know, you need to let his team know that we have his back no matter what happens. We are on his side. We will stand with him shoulder to shoulder. We will take the heat. We will fight to defend him. We will uphold this republic. We will protect our Constitution. And we are with him. And we support him in doing this. I encourage you guys all, get off your butts and get busy. Because right now what he needs to hear is that we support him and that we are with him and we want him to do what's right. We don't want him to roll over. We don't want him to throw in the towel. We don't want this to happen on his watch. He has a duty. He has a duty to you and I, and he needs to hear it. He needs to hear it from us that we expect him to uphold the Constitution. We expect him to uphold the rule of law. And that means he needs to take this election because he won this election. And the White House should never be given to an imposter. It should never be given to somebody that does it through cheating and tyranny. And that's exactly what happened. We need to let him know we are with him, my friends. And you need to be willing to fight because the battle is coming. In fact, that's inevitable. It's unavoidable. The battle, no matter what happens, it's coming. But if we don't fight for Donald Trump right now, if we don't keep him in office like he belongs because he won this election, our fight's going to be 10 times harder. God bless you guys. I truly hope that 2021 brings blessing to each and every one of you guys. I hope that it's better than 2020. We need to get our businesses back open. We need to get our children back in school. Get our economy back on track. And we need to clean out all the treasonous bastards that have infiltrated our government. We have a lot to do in 2021. Let's make this our year, my friends. We'll catch you next time, next week, right here. Same time, same place, on Patriot Uprising Radio. Be vigilant. Stay safe. God bless.
You've been listening to Patriot Uprising Radio right here on KSLM and KSLM.news.